This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. There's a really a good book out there worth reading called Pain, The Gift Nobody Wants, written by Dr. Paul Brand and Philip Yancey. Now, a little bit of the background of this is quite fascinating. Dr. Brand was a pioneering medical missionary doctor, and he was a world-renowned orthopedic specialist and leprosy surgeon, and he actually takes a place in the history books because he solved a riddle that had plagued the world for centuries. Do the hands and feet of leprosy-affected people just fall off? What causes the terrible deformities of leprosy? And he lived as a child in India with his missionary parents and then returned back to India in 1946. Now, not only was he a good doctor, he taught the people carpentry and woodwork, but there he witnessed the terrible suffering that was connected with leprosy and did all he could. And he saw every person as a child of God, in spite of their being shunned by others. And Philip Yancey tells how a few months after opening the physiotherapy unit, Dr. Brand was examining the hands of a young man one day, and he was talking to him saying that he wanted to try and bring some movement into his hands. And this young man had terrible facial deformities, and the doctor joked with him, smiled, and he laid his hand on the young man's shoulder. "Your face is not so bad. It shouldn't get any worse if you take this medication. After all," he said, "us men, we don't have to worry too much about faces. It's the women who fret over every bump and wrinkle." He was having a joke, trying to relax the young man in his distress, and suddenly the young fellow started to cry, and Dr. Brand thought he'd said something wrong. Was there a misunderstanding? And his assistant spoke Tamil, and he said, "No, doctor, he says that he's crying because you put your hand on his shoulder. Until he came here today, no one had touched him for many years." It's a well-known scientific fact that a friendly touch on the shoulder actually lowers the stress level instantly. People feel better. So here was a doctor, a well-educated, a distinguished doctor, taking interest in a patient who was probably poor, had no money, came from the lowest part of society, a leper, and yet that hand on the shoulder and the touch of friendship and understanding meant so much to this young man that he literally burst into tears. It reminded me of what the Bible says in Luke about Jesus. Everyone was trying to touch Jesus because power was going out from him and healing them all. And he knew the power, Jesus knew the power to transform the outcasts of society. Lepers, of course, were one of those. And there was no other disease that people feared like leprosy. The body was often rotting. There was a terrible smell. And these people were left to live outside the town. And the laws of the time said that people had to keep about 6 feet away from anyone who was a leper and wear the clothes of a mourner. And the idea was that they were going to their own funeral. They were what was called the living dead. And in Matthew 8, Jesus tells the story, well, Matthew actually tells the story rather of Jesus being confronted by this leper who came and knelt in front of him. And the crowd, I guess, would have kept away and been very much disapproving of this. He'd broken the quarantine rule. He'd approached another person. And yet we read here in Matthew 8 that Jesus puts his hand on the man. Jesus sees this poor man. He doesn't shrink back. And we're told in this gospel account that Jesus was moved with compassion, and all at once the man's leprosy disappeared. At that time, of course, there was no cure for leprosy. Death was inevitable. But Jesus broke all the boundaries, and he reached out in love and compassion. And we could almost hear the gasp of surprise and shock of the crowd as Jesus reached out to touch this unclean man. But here he was. "I love you just like you are." It was almost Jesus saying, "I'm here to help you." Others, of course, would never have touched a leper. And Jesus never worried about his critics. He didn't fear the critics. And yet he had immense compassion for that sufferer. And he had absolute confidence, you know, in the protection of his Heavenly Father. I think it's a remarkable story, one that helps us to understand the power of touch and the transformation, especially as Jesus showed. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, who has such a compassionate touch. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.